in slip lanes, and make sure you leave at least 3 metres if there's a continuous line dividing you and the centre of the traffic. Anyhow, I'm going to pass it on to the next presenter. Thanks a lot for listening. You've been great, and I'll catch you next week on 88.3 Southern FM.
I love reading to my grandchildren and watching them play, but I couldn't do this without my glasses. Yet tragically, 185 million people are blind or vision impaired simply because they don't have a pair of glasses. The International Centre for Eye Care Education invites you to donate $5 on behalf of each of your grandchildren and become a grandparent with a grand vision. You'll receive a certificate of thanks acknowledging your grandchildren, and you'll be giving sight to those in need. Call 1-300-664-233 today.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going, and I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing on, cause there's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Yeah.
Well, that was Miley Cyrus with The Climb. This is Andrew Jobling, and welcome to the High Performance Show on Saturday, November 14th, 2009. It is currently 5 minutes past one, and another beautiful day and an amazing week of weather in the sunny city of Melbourne. We are here today excited to share some hints and tips and ideas to help you live life a little bit more fully and be healthier, happier, get some tips and ideas to really ramp things up for you and your life. Now, as we all know, the High Performance Show is all about sharing ideas, and we do that because it's not all about me, and I don't know all that much, although I do know a bit, but you know, I don't want to blow my own trumpet for too long because I have a special guest in the studio whose trumpet I would like to blow, and I'm about to introduce Joanne Newell, who is an author. She's got a journalist background, but probably the thing we're going to speak most about is the fact that she's a raw food enthusiast, and she's going to talk a lot about the benefits of eating raw food. So I'm going to give a very big Southern FM welcome to Joanne Newell. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, Andrew. Thank you very much for having me on today.
You're welcome.
Actually,
thanks for coming.
I've brought in a little gift for you.
Yeah, I like gifts.
A little bit of an on-air treat
what
for you.
Do you want to explain what you've just given
me,
Joanne?
I've just given you
it looks good.
A little ball. It's called Orange Choc Bliss Ball.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Now, I'm going to start chomping on this ball, Joanne.
Which will sound good on radio.
And while I'm chomping, why don't you tell everyone what's actually in this?
Oh, my goodness. All the good stuff. I mean,
oh,
it tastes...
Yum.
It's kind of got the texture of a rum ball, wouldn't you say? Something like that. It's got almonds and dates and cashews and sultanas and orange juice and orange zest and...
How do you fit so much into such a
and
little
chocolate
ball?
Powder, but yum. More chocolate powder.
Mm. Oh, well, I'm still chewing, Joanne, because I kept
bad.
Talking.
Well, this is actually a recipe from my new book, which has just been released a couple of months ago, called Monkey Mike's Raw Food Kitchen, an uncookbook for kids.
An uncookbook for kids.
Uncookbook. There's no cooking, there's no pots, there's no pans, there's no burning.
Wow.
No, pretty good.
Now, Joanne, can I just say that was absolutely amazing. And that was made with all raw ingredients. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, it is indeed, yes.
It was amazing.
It tasted good. You wouldn't think it's raw, would you? I brought a few, but I'll have to hide them, I think.
You may have to hide them. I may be over there in a flash just to grab those remaining balls. Anyway, welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
We're going to talk more about you, but we are going to talk a lot about raw food because you are excited about raw food, aren't you?
I am. I love it.
I can see how excited you are. But I do need to warn you that the High Performance Show is not about you, nor is it about me. It's about all those people listening because the goal is I'm going to... Because you've got years and years of amazing experience because you're a mother of twins as well.
Yeah. 7-year-old girls, just turned seven.
So mother of twins, you're an author, you've got three books.
Yep, and a book editor.
And a book editor, you run workshops, you're a book editor, you run workshops, you do a whole lot of stuff. And one of the things that allows you to do all this stuff is the fact that you eat raw food.
I know, it wasn't always that way.
So let's go back a little bit, shall we?
All right.
Let's go back and
see... back the clock now.
See where it all started for you. Talk a little bit about your early days in journalism and then what it was... No, you don't want to talk about that?
No, that's boring.
Okay, we won't talk about the early days of journalism. We'll talk about what it was that you got yourself to the point where you decided that you want to head down the raw food path.
Well, would you believe, and I think this often happens, but when I was 14...
So 10 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll stick with that story. Yes, 14, I came across an article in a New Idea magazine, which we weren't allowed to read at my house because Mum didn't buy mags like that. It was at a friend's house and I saw this.
That's all really good information.
This was a great article. It changed my life. I opened up the article and it was all about a book that was coming out called Raw Energy by a lady in England called Leslie Kenton. And they had big colour pictures of this beautiful food and she just talked about how phenomenal it was and how good it made you feel. And obviously I wasn't feeling that good in what I was eating and how I was at the time because it appealed to me, the fact that, oh, wow, look how you can feel, tremendous energy. And, you know, I was just on a standard everyday sort of diet. But I think at 12 I had decided to go vegetarian.
Why?
Mostly for ethical reasons. I just felt, you know, there shouldn't be caging chickens and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, and I didn't really like red meat anyway. So, and I wasn't really overweight or anything. I was just very conscious of my health.
Interrupt you. You're 12 years old.
When I went vegetarian, yes.
What? How many 12-year-olds are conscious? What? Why were you conscious of your health at the age of 12 years old? Was it your parents' influence? Did you have...
No.
What was it influenced from other people, or were you just just one of those kids that
know,
knew
maybe
what they
when
wanted.
Maybe I think, and also teenage girls are quite preoccupied with their how they look as well, aren't they? And dieting,
chasing boys around the schoolyard,
fat dieting and things like that. No, not at that age. Good Lord. God, my girls are going to be there in 5 years. Don't talk about it.
No.
Yeah, so basically it was just I wanted to look good and feel good, and this appealed to me, and I really tried. I, you know, went ahead. I bought the bias for the book for Christmas, and I got it. So that was big of Mum to think, okay, you know.
She went with it.
Let's try it. But it was really hard, because being that age, you don't have a lot of control over what food comes into the house and food preparation. So, you know, I tried my best, and it just was very difficult to maintain, I think.
I can imagine.
At that time.
I can imagine. So what?
And there wasn't a lot of support. The book was all I had. And I knew, like, I read every page cover to cover. You know, I knew nearly every word in the book. And it just appealed to me in so many ways, and could just see, you know, people curing themselves of cancer, and it just sounded phenomenal. But given the culture we've grown up in, quite difficult to implement.
Absolutely. Now, I guess the next question, I mean, you said it was difficult to try and live this way. How did your parents react to when you said, I want to eat raw food, Mum? I don't want to eat your cooked dinners anymore.
Sure, that doesn't sound sensible. You should be having meat anyway. I can't, you know, don't really like the fact that you're vegetarian. You should be having meat. You know, I'd get, you know, if I had a meal given to me, it would be veggies and then a hard-boiled egg or a piece of cheese. It'd be, that would be, you've got to have some protein. Bless her. I mean, that's what mums do.
She did
what
the
I
best
do with my kids,
could.
You do the best you can, don't you?
She did the best
Absolutely.
She could.
Absolutely. And I think there was a stage where Mum did some juicing. We got a juicer and we're having juices a lot. So, you know, she was, I mean, and we were actually, compared to the average person, like a lot of our neighbours and so forth, we were having wholemeal bread, we never had plastic cheese, we were never allowed Cocoa Pops, we never had soft drink, you know, and we had chocolate occasionally. We did have puddings and things, though, that she would make herself, though. So I think we were relatively healthy in that sense. It's just that I thought there has to be more, you know. There has to be more, and this is what the book appealed to me. But it was very hard to implement, and it wasn't until I sort of got my own part-time job and bought my own blender and food processor, and then I was able to do more recipes at home, that I was able to do it a bit more, but I still found it very hard. And then I met my now husband, Darren, and we started working. We, you know, moved in together and worked, and food sort of went by the wayside. And even though I was still quasi-vegetarian, flexitarian, as they say, I did go back to eating chicken and fish. You know, with work, there was like lattes, coffee, pasta, and so forth. And my health, really suffered. Even though I was going to the gym and so forth, I just, you know, and I kept looking at this book on the shelf. I never threw it away or anything, and I just thought, yeah, I'll get there. But just remembering, you know, how hard it had seemed at the time when I tried to do it, it just, you know, was very difficult. So it wasn't until, and I'd had my children in 2002, and had a bit of baby weight from that, and was just, you know, really finding it hard to find the energy, you can imagine, with twins, to get through the day. And so I was kind of living on coffee, although I did stave that off till after I'd finished breastfeeding, because I was very conscious of not wanting to transfer that to them. But I still was not looking after myself at all. Trying to give them the best food that I knew as well, but, you know, not really doing it. And then my back, which had always been a problem because I had hurt it roller skating when I was 12, that got worse and worse, and I'd been having physio over the years, and then in April of 2007 it got really bad, and I started going to physio, and we had x-rays and MRIs and so forth, and it's like, oh, you might have to have surgery, Joe, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I wasn't overweight, but I was sort of at the upper end of weight for height, and feeling awful. I knew I wasn't feeling healthy at all. And then in August of that year, I actually, through a newsletter that I get, heard about a 7-day detox. And I thought, oh, well, I've got to improve my health. Like, maybe this could do it. And then I found that I was going to have surgery on my back. And I thought, well, I'll go on and do the 30-day plan that these people had to lose a little bit of weight for surgery and get healthy. So it's funny how a health crisis like that can really...
Off in the way.
Yes, come into it. And so since then, so it's sort of come back. And of course, when I did the detox, it wasn't, you know, said to be raw foods. But when, you know, we started seeing, I'm like, of course, this is what I was wanting. But nowadays, the support is there.
Yep.
The internet is phenomenal. You know, you've got, especially in America and Canada, there's just so many websites and forums, and there's recipes, and there's more gourmet aspects of it, so that you can ease into it from a normal SAD, as they call it, standard American diet. So
good one. Okay, well, listen, hold that thought, because we're going to obviously talk more about it. And as you said, you know, it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do. But what we want to do after we come back from a song is talk about the benefits of changing to raw food, and hopefully that'll swing a few people around and say, okay, yeah, it may not be that easy, but wow, it's worth it.
And it doesn't have to be all out anyway. It's not scary at all.
It doesn't have to be all out. So we're going to have a song, and then we're going to come back and talk more to Joe about raw food. This is KT Tunstall with Suddenly I See.
Today, over 5,000 Australians turn to Vinnie's for help. Vinnie's Winter Appeal brings much-needed warmth into many lives. Please donate online at vinnies.org.au or call 13 18 12. That's 13 18 12.
Sport is proudly brought to you by Mighty Good Catering. For your next dinner dance, business seminar, or that special large function, call Mighty Good Catering on 95970112. Mighty Good Catering. Proud supporters of local sport and 88.3 Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM. It's groovy.
Welcome back. It's the groovy Southern FM. I'm the groovy Andrew Jobling, sitting here with the groovy Joanne Newell. We are groovy. It is currently 19 minutes past one on Saturday, the 14th of November 2009. We're coming at you live from Malcolm Road in Mentone. The temperature, I've got no idea. But the top temperature we're going for, well, come on, Joe.
29, didn't you say?
Well, that's the forecasted top temperature today, 29 degrees, but I'd say it'd be about, what do you reckon? Be close to that?
Be close. Yeah, we'd be getting there.
Yeah, be up there. Yeah. Now, the weather's just been incredible, hasn't it? Like, is this Melbourne? Or you think, Joanne thinks it's the It's the ozone layer. There's a big hole in it, and it's global warming.
Well, I think this could be normal life at this time of year for our kids in 10 years. Who knows?
It could be. We've got another... I'm looking at the forecast for this week, and tomorrow's 28, Monday's 25... Tuesday's 26, 32 Wednesday, 36 Thursday, 32 Friday. That's been two full weeks of incredible weather. That's just not Melbourne. Someone has moved Queensland down to Melbourne. And I wonder if it's raining up the north.
I know. Well, it's like people in England, like when the bit of sun comes out, they're all in Trafalgar Square with their pants rolled up. It's like that in Melbourne. Everyone's like in these tropical. I mean, I grew up in Queensland. It's like, this isn't hot, though.
Well, people coming into Melbourne, getting off the plane, going, well, we must have landed in the wrong city. Something's not quite right here. Anyway, that's not why we're here. We can babble on for as much as we like, but we've got far more important things to talk about, Joanne.
Indeed.
We're not here just to flap our gums. We're here to share the concept so that the people listening know why they should start considering eating some raw food.
Yeah.
And we're not saying everything raw.
No.
Because some raw thing tastes like rubbish, let's be perfectly honest. I mean, yuck. However, there are some foods that are amazing raw. And so you talked about your little journey and the why you came to that realization that you want to do raw food, and it was quite challenging. You know, there wasn't a lot of support, and it was quite difficult to organize. But you had an operation, detox for 30 days before that, and then made the decision, I'm going raw. Now, tell us, since that time, what are some of the benefits that you've experienced from eating raw food?
Well, over that time, that's over 2 years ago now, I've lost about 9 kilos.
Wow.
I'd say.
Looking fabulous.
Well, thank you. Just feeling better and feeling sort of more connected to the world. I know that sounds a bit strange, but
that's okay.
And
that's
not needing not needing coffee is a big thing, because I need it. I am quite sensitive to caffeine, and I used to have a lot at work. Pre-children, I used to have a latte once a day, and I needed that. But that was all I could have, because it would sort of upset, still does upset my tummy if I ever have it. But I was finding at home I was needing just, you know, an instant one every few hours, just to sort of feel normal, which was
now
not really normal.
We should just stop there, because there are a lot of people listening that are where you were and rely on coffee. Like,
I feel
a
your
lot
pain.
Of people rely on coffee because they don't know any better. They think, I need some energy, I need a pick me up. A coffee is the only thing I know that will do the job. So that would be one reason why they should consider putting a bit more raw food in their body, just to give them, because it's alive, isn't it? Raw food's alive, so it's going to give them energy. Okay, keep going.
Well,
tell us more. I'm excited.
Well, the reason why raw food is generally superior to cooked. And here, when we're talking about raw food, we're not talking about raw meat and raw pasta. I know sometimes people think that, but it's not that. In this context, when we're talking about raw living foods, we're talking about fresh fruits, vegetables, leafy greens, which a lot of people are seeing now as technically a separate food group from vegetables anyway. Herbs and nuts, seeds, dried fruits, sprouted legumes like chickpeas and beans and lentils, and grains like quinoa. Sea vegetables and...
What, seaweed?
Well, yeah. Well, what about a sushi roll? That's got nori.
Oh.
And you can make nori rolls. That is the thing. You can get raw nori rolls.
I drive past St Kilda Beach and it stinks. Somewhere that seaweed's just like, oh, I
Well, I wouldn't be
that.
Getting it from the bay, let me tell you that
Okay,
right
so
now.
Not that seaweed.
No. Algaes, oils, spices, and there's
superfoods. I'll put that between my toes. Oh, sorry. I had to just
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
Please. So that's what we... I mean, that's quite a bit of food when you think about it.
That is a lot of food.
That's a lot of variety.
Now, can I just throw raw meat at you? Because, I mean, if people are going to eat meat, right, that's a choice that a lot of people will make.
You would want to cook it.
Or is raw meat better? Because I've actually read that raw meat is actually better than cooked meat.
No, I don't think it's particularly safe to eat raw meat. I mean, there's raw fish.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about fish.
But red meat and chicken, bacteria and
pathogens.
Well, not
chicken, but red meat.
I wouldn't be going there.
Organic red meat, I've heard. Okay, so
you can.
We'll say cook it.
Carpaccio.
But don't kill it.
Don't
barbecue the bejesus out of it.
The grilling is actually a thing, because when you cook something, especially when you have the Maillard reaction, which is browning something like grilling it, there's actually a chemical change, and it changes the structure of the food. So that's the main argument that raw food has put for why raw is better, because it's as nature intended it. I mean, pre finding out about fire, we didn't cook our food and we got along pretty well. You know, like that we picked something and we ate it. And greens were a big part of our diet as well, which we don't eat enough of in general. So if there's one thing you can do, it's add more greens to your diet.
Yeah.
Even if they are steamed, don't cook the bejesus out of them, but just steam them. But, you know, essentially raw is where you're going to have all the life force that's still in there.
Okay. So,
and vitamin and mineral losses as well.
Well, you that's another slightly, good one, isn't it?
There's some things that are more, it's generally things are more bioavailable when they're raw.
But it's also the fibre as well, isn't it? Like, because if you cook eat a raw carrot or raw vegetables, you know, you've got to do a bit more work to digest it, therefore the fibre benefits are there. But if you cook it and it's soft and it's doesn't seem to have the same benefit.
No, but some people at the start, they do have trouble digesting like carrot and so forth, because a lot of us have very low levels of hydrochloric acid in our stomachs. We've just become, our diets have sort of brought it about in us, and so things don't get digested properly. So people might say, I have trouble with raw food. But if you can sort of grate things down and make them a bit easier to eat that way, or chew and chew, and that's half the problem. We don't chew our food enough. You've got to chew it down to a creamy consistency, which is where smoothies are really good, and especially green smoothies.
Nice.
Mm. Do you want to know about green smoothies?
Tell us about your green smoothies.
I'll tell you a little bit. They are, don't think of milk. Do not put milk near these. You don't need milk. It's just fruit.
Yep.
60% at least fruit and 40% dark leafy greens and a bit of water, and you blend it up. And that's a way of getting the greens in.
It is.
You don't even taste the greens. I actually just did a class for my children's class. I actually did a demonstration of a green smoothie for that class, and most of the kids loved it. Some of them wouldn't try it because it was like, oh, it's green, it's horrible. but some of them came back for fourths, and the teacher was amazed as well. She couldn't believe it. So that is a way, and also because the blender does a lot of the, you know, chomps down a lot of the cellulose and things that our stomach would have to process, it just means you're getting everything straight into your stomach, you know, in its pure form.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do, because I want to talk more about, we could talk more about some of the recipes and some simple recipes that people could use, but we'll talk more about that. But because we're still talking about the benefits, Joanne's going to do our top five this week. She has she's come up with top five reasons why you should eat more raw food.
Yep.
Over to you, kiddo.
Number one is, excuse me, feel phenomenal.
Now, okay, what do you mean feel phenomenal? Let's
feel good. Feel
just
good.
Got energy,
people have forgotten
bouncing,
what it's like to feel good.
You're talking about
just to have well-being and to feel
just
calm, not jittery, not anxious, not sick, you know, just level, but still able to get excited about things, not exhausted by the end of the day, not propping themselves up with caffeine. It's just you feel good all day. Not necessarily leaping out of your skin, but just good.
That's well, I'm excited. Have you got a raw carrot in your bag by any chance?
No.
Oh, I feel like a raw carrot now. Anyway, okay, so number one is to feel phenomenal. Number two.
Well, if you need to, lose weight. And there are people who need to put on weight who can also do raw food because they would just take in more nuts and heavier things and avocados and things.
But I think most people need to lose
weight.
Most
people,
In fact, there's one statistic that's actually astounds me, is that, which, you know, they've predicted by the year 2020, if things don't change, 80% of Australian adults will be overweight or obese.
80.
80. That's 4 out of every 5. That's absolutely astounding.
It's sad, isn't it?
It's, well, sad, and the reason why it's most sad is because we have, because we're doing it to ourselves.
Mm.
It's our choice what we put into our body. So the stuff you're talking about, Joan, is incredibly important.
Yep.
So please, please, please take notice of this. Don't just disregard it. You know, if you want to lose weight, just start eating better food. Like, it's not that hard. And
just exercising
naturally
more. It's the whole thing. It's not just the food, is it? It's sleeping enough. It's getting enough exercise, drinking enough water, eating the right things.
It
and it sounds boring, but it doesn't have to be. And that's what I love about raw foods today as well, is that it's moved on so far from when I first looked at it.
Yeah.
Gosh, you can just, it can be just as rich and tasty as cooked food.
Can.
It's unbelievable. You can see the cheesecakes and raw
Yum.
Pizzas, lasagna. They're not ever going to taste exactly like, but in some, like cheesecakes, I couldn't believe one I had the other day from this, we actually have a raw food meetup group in Melbourne. You can look on meetup.com to find that. And there's a co-op that we have where we can get, you know, supplies and whatever's in season organically through that. And they have this company that makes cheesecakes. I think they're Melbourne-based, and it was a chocolate cheesecake. And it was better than any chocolate cheesecake I've ever tasted. It had, like, lemon zest in it, so it was a tiny little bit of lemon. It was so fresh. It was absolutely beautiful.
Is it better than sex? That was a tough
question.
No comment. Yeah. All right. That's good with sex, apparently. Okay, so number two is...
Lose weight.
Yes. Okay.
Number three, have glowing skin, shiny glossy hair and clear eyes.
That's a good
one. I mean,
one.
You know, if you go on the web and you look up raw food and you look at the pictures of people who are really, you know, living raw food, they look fantastic. You can just see it. Their skin sits well on their face. Their eyes are shining. They just look phenomenal if they're doing raw right, because there is a way of, you know, doing it right
so
and wrong.
So this is a good way for people to save money, isn't it? Like save money on all the skincare
exactly.
and cosmetics and makeup that they're putting on their face. Eat better food and your skin will just be better.
Exactly. And people will say, oh, well, it costs too much to eat organic raw food. I mean, you don't have to eat organic, but if you can, I mean, support the farmers who are doing it, you know, if you can. I mean, major supermarkets now have organic food, so it's much easier to access than it used to be
as well. It is.
You know, you might well be saving yourself health bills further down the run, and you're feeling better.
What, yeah, you know, and
win-win.
Is your health worth it? That's the question.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was it. Number three.
That was number three. Number four, which kind of linked on from number one, which is prevent degenerative diseases.
Great.
Or even, in some cases, cure degenerative. Some people have done that. You know.
Wow. Fantastic.
With cancer and so forth.
Pretty powerful.
And in number five is environmental, which is just even going vegan does this. You know, even having organic food, you're not spraying pesticides into the earth. And not having meat means, you know, you're not having to grow acres and acres and acres and acres and acres of grain and having feedlots and so forth.
But
so,
also with the environmental one, I mean, because people just buy so much processed food that's in packages that we throw away.
As
well, buy raw food, you don't have to worry about
and
that.
And you can
sort of
use
stuff.
The bits you don't use in your compost. So, you know, it all goes back into the earth.
So there's five incredible reasons to...
Can I just add two more?
Two?
I know, I couldn't stop at five. It wasn't enough. All right,
okay,
very
top
quick.
Seven this week.
This one's a bit woo-woo. It's a bit woo-woo.
Go woo-woo.
It's
we
a
like
woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
It can... You know the earth is made up of energy, right? That's science. Everything is vibrating molecules. If your food... still has vibration in it from having been, you know, it's not dead, it's not rotten, it's not got any energy in it, it's got life force in it. You're taking that in and you're a living being.
Exactly.
So the theory is you're taking in living foods, that raises your vibration, which overall health does anyway, exercise and all those good things we were talking about, and having a high vibration brings more good stuff into your life. So you'll attract...
There you go.
Good stuff in all areas.
So you'll get more wealthy, you'll have better relationships.
Exactly.
By eating raw food. Wow, that's a biggie. That should be number
well,
one.
Well, you know.
Okay, number seven.
And number seven was basically, it can be, and this again is a bit out there, it can be it's a whole person journey. Like the things I've been learning about myself since I've kind of let go of a lot of food issues, really, you know, because a lot of it is emotional. You know, you have to kind of, if you're not relying on food as a crutch, you have to deal with what is happening in your life. So I think there's a lot of personal growth to be had, or some people have experienced that for
cool.
sure.
All right, so all right, there's tops of this, some amazing reasons to get onto the raw food thing. Okay, here's our competition for the week. Send us an SMS and tell us your favourite raw food and why, and send an SMS to 0414973315. That's 0414973315, and tell us what your favourite raw food is and why. And we're going to go to a song. This is Newton Faulkner with Dream Catch Me.
I won't be anyone I wanna be, but Is a dog. He looks like an ordinary dog. Barney doesn't do tricks, but with your help, he can go to guide dog school and learn to perform miracles. Turn a special dog like Barney into a guide dog. Give to guide dogs now. Call the Guide Dog Association on 9854 4444. 9854 4444.
Hi, I'm Diane from Holistic Fusion Alternative Health Therapies in Bentley East. I offer Harmony at Heart therapies that enhance your well-being and assist in alleviating your day-to-day pressures. For more information, go to holisticfusion.com.au or telephone 9579 3674. Holistic Fusion is a proud sponsor of Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM. Sounds funky.
Yes, good afternoon. This is the funky Andrew Jobling coming at you live from Southern FM Studios in Mentone. This is a high performance show on Saturday, November the 14th. We are having a great time here with our very special guest, Joanne Newell, who's telling us all about the benefit of eating raw food. She's just given us top seven. She actually gave us two for the price of two extra for no extra charge. Thank you very much, Joanne.
You're welcome. That was amazing
reasons. If you've just tuned in, and you don't eat a lot of raw food, you should. That's all I'm going to say. And well, fair enough. Because now, Joanne, one of the reasons that you gave us for eating raw food is because it can help prevent degenerative diseases, and in some cases it can even
cure
things.
Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. You know. I'm just reporting on what I've experienced and what other people have experienced as well.
Cool. So you've got some case studies there, haven't you? So let's hear a little bit about a couple of these people and what they've been able to achieve eating yummy raw food.
This isn't one person in particular, but did you know that today is World Diabetes Day?
Nope.
14th of November.
I didn't.
It is. And I have a stat that over the last 20 years, the world population has grown by 30%, and during the same time, the population of diabetics in the world has grown by 766%. So
what?
That's got to be lifestyle-induced.
It is, totally.
And Diabetes Australia tells us that 275 Australians develop diabetes every day, and it's Australia's fastest-growing chronic disease, and there's about nearly 900,000 Australians have it, which is not good.
That's over 100,000 a year. And do you know the other thing is, like, there are so many people, that's just people that are diagnosed with diabetes.
Yeah, I know, that's what they're saying. There's, for every person diagnosed, it's estimated there's another who's not. So it's 1.7 million are estimated to have it, which is incredible. And a lot of those are type 2 diabetes.
Well, that's close to 10, 10% of the population.
Yeah, it's not good, isn't it?
The Australian population.
But I'm going to give you some resources here. So if you've got a pen at home, pen and paper, and this is interesting to you, they've got some websites for if you're after more information. But there's actually a DVD out called Simply Raw Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days.
There you go.
And the website is www.raw30days.com, raw for 30days.com, and that actually follows, I think they took six people to a raw center in Arizona, and one or two of them were type one as well, and I think one left because she couldn't handle it, or he could, I couldn't remember who it was now, boy or girl, lady or woman, lady or man, and they turned it around. They were doing phenomenally well, and that was just food. It was just food.
Can you give us that website again? Because there may be people that are driving, and we just want to caution you, don't crash. All right.
Right.
Because diabetes won't be your problem if you crash your car.
No. www.raw430days.com.
So, now, hang on. Is it a number four?
No,
did you say?
F-O-R. So, it's R-A-W.
So, it's all letters.
And then 30s in numerals.
30days.
Yep, .com.
I'm writing this down.
And that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And there's a family in America, the Batenko family, and Victoria, in 1994, they were all seriously ill. Victoria had arrhythmia and edema and was obese and depressed, and her husband, Igor, they're originally a Russian family, suffered from rheumatoid arthritis and had severe hypothyroidism. Their son, Sergei, who at the time was nine, was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes and was supposed to go on insulin, and their daughter, Valia, who was 8 years old, had asthma, and Valia sort of thought this was awful, of course, and did research and took drastic action and put the whole family on an entirely raw diet, and they were all cured, completely healed. So she's amazing to learn from, because she's been through it with a family, you know, all of the emotional, social things that you go through. I mean, they're 100% raw, which is not what I'm advocating necessarily, but that's what some people do.
Well, for 30 days you could do it, and if it would reverse diabetes...
Oh, but you have to keep it up, of course. You can't just, you know, do it for 30 days and expect go back to eating lasagna and pasta.
Now,
and
I'm looking
Coke
at this and website, and these are some of the people that that are raw food people. Morgan Spurlock, who's a documentary director. Woody Harrelson, which you'll probably know, who's a famous actor.
Yep.
Tony Robbins, who's pretty well known around the place. Reverend Michael Beckwith.
From The Secret, yeah.
From The Secret. David Wolfe, who's an author.
Yep.
Medical doctor Fred Bishy.
Yep. He's amazing, Fred Bishy.
John Furman, who is the author of Eat to Live and Cholesterol Protection. Gabriel Cousins.
Yep,
MD,
he's the one who actually oversaw the whole experiment.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
So that looks like a great website.
That's just diabetes, you know.
That's just great.
It is. There's a phenomenal amount of information there. Very worthwhile to getting that DVD, just to open your mind to what's possible. There's another, I mean, so many people, you know, anecdotally telling us of overcoming cancer. There's a lady in America at the Living Foods Institute called Brenda Cobb, who overcame breast and cervical cancer without the use of drugs or surgery by following simple principles of detoxification and nutrition. She also got rid of allergies, acid reflux, indigestion, arthritis, obesity, liver spots, and grey hair. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's a cure-all, it's a miracle, it's going to work phenomenally well for everybody, because a lot of it's mindset as well, I believe. But, you know, and just so many people coming off medication, which we just don't need to have. I felt awful taking the medication that I was taking when my back was at its worst. I was taking the maximum amount of painkillers and anti-inflammatories while I was trying to do raw, trying to start, you know, back into it. And it felt counterproductive. But drugs have their place, you know. If you're at that point, you know, you have to function,
point,
you know.
You need them.
Exactly. But, you know, I think the raw foods definitely help.
That's great.
And weight loss, there's a lady in America who's originally from England. She's 31, Angela Stokes. Her website is www.rawreform.com. That's RAWREFORM.com. And she lost 160 pounds, so 65 kilos over a couple of years, and she's now a healthy 62 kilos. It was 20 stone. She was a big lady.
.com.
And it's changed her life. She actually had an undiagnosed thyroid problem, an underactive thyroid from the age of 11, and she started putting on weight, and no one knew why. And then because she was putting on weight, she ate emotionally, and it just built up and built up and built up. It was like a downward spiral for her, and then she was introduced to raw food. And she is 100% raw, but as I say, you don't need to be. You to just get a bit healthier by just introducing a little bit of it in. And there's another guy in the US, a younger bloke called Philip McCluskey. His web address is www.lovingraw.com. And he lost 90 kilos in 2 years. He was 180 kilos after a lifetime of being overweight, like an obese child. So his life has just done a 360.
That's incredible stuff.
Yeah. But the thing is, you don't have to be sick and hit rock bottom to need a reason to eat more raw food,
but that's,
or to eat healthily in general.
And that's the thing we're trying communicating to people every week, is that don't wait till it's past that point where you've got no choice. Do it now while you have got choice. Do it now
exactly.
When you can, you know, you can just make a massive difference in your life. You can make a difference in other people's lives. I mean, if you're a parent and you want your kids to, I'm sure there's no parent out there that goes, oh, I don't care if my kids are healthy or not. You all want healthy parents, and you know that they will do what you do. If you
example.
Eat raw food, they'll eat raw food.
Yeah.
Start, and again, we're not saying do everything. We're just saying get started with some raw food, just do some healthy things, just drink more, you know, maybe some purified water. Just start putting healthy things in your body, and you will be absolutely amazed at some of the things.
But that's the thing that holds people back, the emotional reasons, the attachments, because some raw foods, cooked foods can be addictive, like wheat has an opiate in it, which just makes you feel amazing when you have it. You know, you feel calm, and, you know, it is difficult to come off of those things, and dairy as well.
It is. Now, one of the things you're passionate about, Joanne, is educating kids mm-hmm. about raw food. So you've written 3 books. They're all about...
One's about raw food, but yes.
But they're all raw food for kids. It's cooking for kids, isn't it?
Yes, they're all...
So it's all about teaching kids to cook healthy...
Exactly.
Healthy raw food, easy, simple, no mess, no fuss, and getting them into the routine.
Yes.
So what inspired you to get into that side of things?
Well, I was actually asked to write the first one.
Great.
Because I was actually a food editor, editor of food books, and... was asked to update a recipe book which had come out quite a few years ago, and I ended up completely rewriting it and making it, you know, much healthier, and it's just done phenomenally well. It's called I'm Hungry, Let's Cook.
Great.
And it does have cook recipes. It's about, well, this, I threw in a few raw ones that were sort of at the start of my raw journey as well, which coincidentally, when I was writing that book, was when I found out about all of this again, rediscovered raw. So I made sure I put in a couple.
And where can people get this book?
That's just available at bookstores, Dimmocks, Sings and Robertson, all those bookstores.
Joanne Newell, I'm Hungry, Let's Eat. And the other one, Monkey
Let's
Mike's
cook.
Raw Food Kitchen, which is an uncooked book for kids, is an e-book,
is an e-book,
How do people get that one?
They go to www.rawmom, that's R-A-W-M-O-N.
Rawmom.
Yeah, it's a Canadian blogging site. I actually write a blog for that website. And they do have a books and DVDs link, and you go to Monkey Mike, or you can do rawmom.com/monkey-mike, and that will take you to the sales page for that as well. And there's actually a little video of me on there.
Fabulous.
Telling you a bit more about it.
Excellent. Okay, Joanne, let's hold that thought. Oh, look at the time. Can you believe it?
My goodness.
Now 12 minutes to 2. And just to remind everyone, we have a competition running. Please SMS your favourite raw food and why you love it. We've had a couple already. The SMS or the number is 0414973315. And the winner, and Joanne will choose a winner, is going to get a free copy of her book, Monkey Mike's Raw Food Kitchen, an uncookbook for kids. So get on the SMS, send it through to us quickly. We're running out of time. We're going to go to a song. This is Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Feel tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god.
Like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
just
it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Let's live it up.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot. Body rock. Rock it. Don't stop. Round and round. Up and down.
Since Life Be In It started telling Australia that being active can be fun. But not only fun, being active also makes you healthier and happier. Almost everybody got the message. But 30 years on, some people out there seem to have forgotten what Life Be In It meant. Guess it's time for another wake-up call.
Be in it today, live more of your life.
This is the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, we are Southern FM. We're having a fabulous time here in the studio on Saturday, the 14th of November 2009. It's a beautiful day out here in sunny Melbourne, and we're talking raw. And I'm not talking about anything other than raw food. We're talking about healthy, raw, living food to give life energy, help prevent disease, help even cure disease, help you look better, feel better. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't do it, Joanne. I mean, let's face it.
Well, do you know, it's just hard because we don't live in a culture that is open to it at the moment. It's growing.
It is growing. And now we're going to try and do something about that, aren't we? Because I know there are people listening that are going, yeah, I'd like to know a bit more about it. Well, there's an opportunity for you to do that because Joanne and I are running a workshop. Now, Joanne is obviously the key person involved in this workshop because she knows all about raw food. And so I'm going to let her explain a little bit about that. This is called A Fresh Taste for Life, and it's a full-day workshop, and it's happening on Saturday, the 28th of November, from 10 till 3:30 in Richmond. And it would be really, really worthwhile considering coming along to it. Joanne, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's going to be phenomenal. I mean, I'll tell you a bit more about raw food and the reasons why it's so wonderful, and also give you some ideas about how to actually, you know, bring it into your world, because it can be challenging to bring in for some people. You know, if you're with a family, it can be challenging. But you know, I'm doing it in a big way. I'm not 100% raw. Neither are my children, and my husband is definitely not 100% raw. He's a carnivore, shall we say, but he tends to have to eat that when we go out somewhere. Yep. He's at least vegetarian at home. But we're going to give you ways to start incorporating more raw foods into your life, including dealing with those emotional and social issues. And I will be demonstrating a few recipes, of which you will get to sample.
Fabulous.
And you'll also be given the recipes to take home. And Andrew will be complimenting the raw food side of things.
I'll be eating the food.
Yeah.
Are you going to be making those balls that you might...
No, but we might have them there because we're going to supply a scrummy raw vegan lunch, just so you can sample a range of different, you know, foods.
Well,
that,
listen, that's the reason to get there. I don't care if you don't want to do anything else, but you've got to try Joanne's balls. I tell you what, they are good.
They're not bad at all. Actually, if you do want the recipe, they're on the sales page for the Monkey Mike book, which we gave you the address for before, rawmom.com/monkey-mike-mike. And the recipe is there, but phenomenal. I mean, it can just be an absolute taste sensation. It really can. You know, it's a whole new world. I actually thought it would be limiting, having, oh, it's just going to be salads, it's just going to be, you know, eating fruit. But it can be so much more than that. It can be as simple as that, and it can be as, you know, it's a whole new world. Gourmet raw is amazing.
Great. So get yourself, go to, now give us the website or the URL so people
The short one is www.tinyurl, that's tinyurl.com/freshtaste, freshtaste.
And get there and have a look. And seriously, I would consider this if you're anyone interested about living longer, happier, healthier life, looking better, being more productive, then this is the workshop for you.
Absolutely.
And just again, it's the 28th of November, that's a Saturday.
Yep.
9:30 a.m.
for today.
2 weeks today. 9:30 a.m. for a 10 a.m. start, finished by 3:30. We'll include yummy green smoothie that Joanne will make for everyone,
and
raw
other
vegan
foods.
Lunch and other food.
Mm-hmm.
Some incredible information, inspiration. Get to that. It's going to be good.
Fantastic.
It's going to be really, really good. So, listen, we
good
are running out of time, but we do have a couple of SMSs we need to talk about. Someone's going to win a copy of Joanne's book. Lucky person. Now, we've got four responses, Joanne, so you're going to choose the winner here. We've got Peter. And the question was, SMS, your favourite raw food. And Peter's favourite raw food was almonds. He said, except they taste so good, sometimes I eat too many.
Right.
I understand your problem, Peter. I have that problem too sometimes, especially the ones dipped in chocolate. Stop it. That's not raw.
Well, if it's raw, there's raw chocolate. Oh. Come and learn more about it.
Okay, cool. Look, Mary loves mango.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tastes great. Well, we'd go along with that. Now, Bronwyn, she loves sushi. Now, I know we're not really talking about meat, are we? But
no.
She loves sushi because of the omega-3.
Fair
and
enough.
It is a very healthy thing to do. And we've got Alan, who loves raw cauliflower because he loves the crunch.
Actually, apparently, I haven't tried it, but dipped in nama shoyu, you know.
Nama water?
Or soy sauce or something like that. It's meant to be
really
good.
I'm going to try that.
Really?
Okay, so Joanne, we've got Bronwyn, sushi girl. Peter is the almond man. Mary, we've got Mango Mary, and we've got Cauliflower Alan. Who's going to win a copy of your book?
I think Mango, you know, back to my Queensland upbringing there.
Mango Mary. Well done, Mary. We will be in contact with you, and you have got a copy of Joanne's book, Monkey Mike's Raw Food Kitchen, an uncookbook for kids. So hopefully you are a kid, or you have kids, or you're planning to have kids, or you know a kid, or it's good for grown-ups, or whatever.
Yeah, the feedback has been, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Okay, it's just about 2:00, so we're just about done. Joanne, thank you so much for being here. You've been fabulous guest.
Thank you.
Of all the guests we've had, you've been one of them. No, you've been the best guest we have had today. And it's been, seriously, the information you've shared has been absolutely brilliant. And I'm sure...
Well, I just hope if it's appealed to somebody, then, you know, the information's there. Go for it.
Yep,
it'll change
absolutely.
Your life.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. Have a fabulous weekend, a brilliant week, and signing off, this is Andrew Jobling from the High Performance Show, and we will speak to you very, very soon.
You're tuned to Melbourne Radio's